question for you. Have you ever stopped to think about the stories that you tell yourself? I mean, these are the stories, you know, the ones that you whisper. For example, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not good at that. But what if I told you that most of what's holding you back, what if I told you that most of what's holding you back in life isn't what's on the outside world? It's not outside of that box. It's those stories, that box that you've placed yourself in. Those voices that you hear in your head that you tell yourself, those stories, they're not facts. They're just beliefs. And beliefs, especially the ones that limit us, well, they can be rewritten. So in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into limiting beliefs, what they are, why do they even matter, and most importantly, how do you start breaking free from these limiting beliefs? So by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand what's been holding you back, but you'll also have the tools to challenge those beliefs and rewrite your story. Should you want to rewrite your story, not everybody wants to rewrite their story. People are content with who they are. But if you're truly someone who's seeking out personal development and you want to make lifelong changes, then this is the podcast for you. All right, welcome to Breaking Barriers. This is the new podcast. It's the spinoff of my Life Unscripted podcast, where we just talked about the existence of reality, or what reality is, and all the nuances of life, that life has no script, that we just create this script as we go along. But in this podcast, I'm taking that part of Life Unscripted, fusing it in with personal development, personal growth, helping you become a better you, helping you exit that box that you've put yourself into your entire life. And I'm your host, Alan Stafford, and Breaking Barriers is the podcast where we tackle the invisible chains holding you back and empower you to create the life you deserve. Just what I just said, okay? You know, everything you need to change in your life actually resides in your mind. It's what I like to call the theater of your reality. Your brain is a theater of your reality, your life. And making a change in the script changes the narrative of your play of reality. All you got to do is rewrite the script or change a part of the script, and you change your reality. But a lot of people don't know that or don't have the tools to do that. And that's why I'm here, to help you gain the tools if you want to do that. So in this episode, we're going to uncover the truth about limiting beliefs, what they are, how they shape your life, and most importantly, how to start breaking free from them. So let's dive in. Okay, before we get into it, as I said, we're going to get into it, but before we get into it, I want to backtrack a little bit. I want to define what limiting beliefs are. Chances are you probably already know it if you're listening to the show, but you know, there are a lot of people who just maybe don't understand it fully, and I'm here to help you along the way. So simply put, limiting beliefs are the invisible barriers, you know, that we create in our minds. They're these scripts, these things that we tell ourselves. They're the assumptions, the perceptions, or stories that hold us back from reaching our full potential. And man, I'm telling you, we as humans have great potential. And when you say, oh, I'm not the one that has that potential, or I'm not that creative, or I can't do that, or I've never been able to achieve that, you are right. If you change that to, I can do it, I can achieve it, I am creative, you again are right. You see how that works? It's in your head. So whatever you put inside your mind becomes your reality, becomes who you are. And those are your limiting beliefs. If you feel you're alone in your limiting beliefs, folks, think again, because there are many people, including famous people, who had and overcame their limiting beliefs. But what are these limiting beliefs? Okay, for example, let me give you a few examples here of some common limiting beliefs that you might even recognize some of these in your own life. You know, I'm too old to change careers. I hear that often. I hear that with myself. I'm not good enough to succeed at this and whatever this is, and I'll never be financially stable. I mean, these are just a few of the hundreds of thousands of limiting beliefs that we fill our brains with and live our lives out in that little box that we've created for ourselves. And so my question to you is, do any of these sound familiar to you? And they probably do. You might be nodding your head right now or shaking your head. If you're shaking your head that they don't sound familiar, good for you. But if you're shaking your head and you've heard these before, or you have another set, then let's listen on. You see, these beliefs, you know, whether we realize it or not, they can quietly dictate the choices that we make. are the ones that we don't make in life. Think about it for a second. How many times have you come up with a decision or you wanted to make, needed to make a choice about a life-altering event or a decision for a career or to buy something, and you didn't make it because something in your head said, you know, don't do it. You're not good enough. You can't do this. They're not going to pick you. It's these thoughts. They influence how we show up in the world, what we strive for, and even what we believe is possible. So really, if you look at limiting beliefs, that's the ceiling of what's possible in your life. So if you cap it with a belief, you're not going to go above that, because whatever you think, you're right. Whatever you think about, it becomes you. And I'm telling you, folks, it is that easy. It takes time to overcome a lot of these beliefs. Trust me, I've been down that road myself. I came up through life with a whole host of limiting beliefs. My box was so small that I was cramped in it, that in my mid-20s, I fought my way out. I clawed my way out and didn't realize that's what I was doing until I was outside of the box, realizing, wow, look at all the limiting beliefs. And I still work through that every day. I mean, I'm not free from limiting beliefs. As long as you're alive, you're not going to be free from limiting beliefs. But you can overcome them despite them creeping back up inside of your head. You can just push them back out with the tools that I'm going to share with you. But here's the thing for most people. You see, these thoughts, they often feel true, right? You feel like it's actually a valid statement to say, I'm not good at math. Well, then you're right. But if you apply yourself and say, I can be good at math, and start taking classes or doing self-taught lessons, then you can become good at math, because math is just a step-by-step progression in learning, you know, from, you know, step one all the way to whatever step you want to take it, calculus, trig, whatever, the highest math you can go. That's if it's something you fancy. But it's in anything. I always tell people, I can build a rocket. They laugh at me. I can't build a rocket right now. I don't have the talent or the skills to build a rocket, but I can go get the skills and eventually be able to contribute to building a rocket. So there's a difference in my mindset versus those who say, well, I can't build a rocket. I'll never be able to do that. And I say, you're right. You're not going to be able to do that if you think like that. But the fact that we have these limiting beliefs, these are not facts, folks. These are not facts in our heads. They're stories, again. Like I keep telling you, I'm going to keep telling you their stories. You read a story. Remember the stories that you maybe your parents read to you as a child, or you read to your own children, or that you've heard in school? They're fiction stories. That's exactly what these limiting beliefs are, fictional stories that you tell yourself and repeat and repeat and repeat and begin to believe, and it seems very real to you. But the good news is that you could rewrite the story. How many times have you sat down to write something, whether it be for school, for yourself, a letter, an email, scratched it out and rewrote it? That's exactly what we're going to do with limiting beliefs. We've already written the original script. Now we're going to rewrite it. And sometimes it just takes more rewriting and believing and repeating before it's out of our head. But first, let's talk about how these beliefs actually show up in your life. I mean, you're not born one day and all of a sudden, kaboom, you've got limiting beliefs. There's a process that we go through as humans that acquire these limiting beliefs. So, for example, you know, imagine someone who says, I'm not a math person. There we go with that math again. I'm not a math person. But now, because they believe that, they might avoid any job that involves numbers or data. They might even shy away from, you know, budgeting or learning skills that could help them grow financially. And they might have been told that in school. You know, they might have made a mistake on a math problem, one simple mistake, and a teacher said, you're probably not good at math. And you bought that, and then you lived that. And that stuck with you because, you know, it was a little hard. You thought, well, it's an easy out for me. I'm not good at math. I'm going to continue on with my life with something else. But let's pause for a moment here. What's really stopping them? I mean, what's really stopping them? I mean, is it their actual ability to work with numbers, or is it the belief that they can't? And again, you know the answer by now, with this short amount of time in the podcast, that it's the belief that they can't, right? You know, with effort, practice, and the right mindset. Mindset's everything. You could excel. That person who says they're not good in math can excel. But as long as that limiting belief sticks around you, it's acting like a wall, blocking you from exploring any opportunity that could change your life. So we have to scale the wall. Or tear it down, better yet. We don't want to leave the wall there at all. But I want you to turn inward to yourself right now. Turn inward and think. Take a moment. Think about your own life. Is there an area where you've felt stuck ever? And I'm going to guarantee that almost everybody's going to say, yeah. You know, maybe it's something you've convinced yourself you can't do or aren't capable of. What if that belief wasn't actually true? What if it was just a story you've been telling yourself? And I know you're going to say, I can't do this here. And it seems so real, but I promise you, it's just a story you're telling yourself. Okay, so now that we understand what limiting beliefs are and explored, how they might affect or impact your life, what I want to do is talk about where they come from. Because understanding their origins is the first step towards breaking free. It's the first step of getting out of that box. And tell you that most of your limiting beliefs are planted in your mind during childhood. Children are impressionable. I mean, if you have kids, you know that. You can say almost anything to them and they'll believe it. But don't do that because that'll mess them up probably down the road. But it's a time where you're highly impressionable and you're eager to make sense of the world around you, right? You want to know what's going on. You ask a lot of why questions. Why? You know, and you got parents, teachers, siblings, or even peers that may have said something to us that have stuck with us. I know at least my parents have and other people have. And sometimes they say these things unintentionally. You know, they might say things, you're just not athletic, son, or you're just not a math person. I seem to be stuck on math. You're just not a math person, or you're so shy. Why can't you become more outgoing like your brother or your sister? And these comments, you know, even when they're offhand or well-meaning, can shape our self-image and turn into these lifelong beliefs. Over time, we stop questioning them and we begin to see them as, well, part of who we are. They become our identity. I'm a shy person. I'm an introvert. I'm an extrovert. I'm an athlete. I'm a jock. I can't stand athletics. You know, all these things stick with us. What a shame that is to have shaped a child's life. They don't understand the limiting beliefs that they carry with them into adulthood, and then they don't explore and become the greatest person they can be as they get older, and they're stuck in a rut in this belief system. I mean, you might have friends, or this might be you too. Think about them or yourself who was told you'll never make a living as an artist. You know, I really wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a great photographer. I started doing photography at the age of 7. Despite being told that there's no money in it as you get older, you're going to live in poverty, and being reinforced that idea by other adults who've tried and failed, I began to believe that I can't. Despite having authored a book in photography lighting, having been professional for years, I still believed that limiting beliefs and gave it all up. I mean, I still do it as a hobby now, but I walked away from it because I was convinced, you know, by my parents that it wasn't a good, honorable field to be in. And to this day, I would have just loved to go out there and just travel the world and take pictures. At one point, I wanted to be a National Geographic photographer, photographing, you know, specializes in castles in Europe. And when we tell people these things, you know, those seeds of doubt, they keep them from pursuing their passions, like it kept me. Even if, you know, you had talent, and I believe I had talent. I remember, though, in 7th grade, when I took a photo class, my photography teacher gave me a D- and said, don't bother. Well, I showed him up some 30, 40 years later when I wrote a book and actually was a professional photographer making a good living at it, too. But I digress. And it's okay because I've changed my path in life. I'm not sad that I didn't move into that direction. I'm kind of glad I did not. I found other avenues that I am more interested in. So it's not all, or all is not lost per se. Or think of it this way. Maybe you grew up, or a friend of yours grew up, or someone who grew up in a household that valued academics over athletics or over sports. And then that person, you might have been a great athlete and enjoyed physical activity, but you bought into that academics and athletics are bad, academics are good, so don't be an athlete. And here you are today. I mean, how many of those people exist in this world that were told, you're not going to make it into the big leagues, just stick with academics or stick with working at McDonald's or something? I mean, that's pretty sad if you ask me. But take a moment to reflect on your own life right now. I mean, listen, I'm here to help you walk through the limiting beliefs and help you get out of that box. You know, take a moment to reflect. Can you think of a time, or can you think of a belief, not a time, because it's probably right now the time, but can you think of a belief that you've carried from childhood yourself? I mean, it might be still lingering, you know, holding you back. Who or what shaped that value for you or that belief for you? I mean, you can't hold them responsible or be angry about it because, you know, like I said, a lot of people do this unintentionally. It's not really intentional. It's how they've been brought up too. They have those limiting beliefs, so they project that onto other people, you know, in casual conversations. And some people are just flat out mean about it. But what about you? What is a limiting belief that you've carried with you from childhood? Think about that for a moment. How is that holding you back? Are you frustrated by it? Are you okay with it? Do you want to pursue it? And, you know, there's no such thing as you have to be successful at an early age, because success comes at any age. And they've done studies on this here where actually the older you get, the propensity to become successful increases. So you don't need to make it when you're young. So if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you still have a crack at becoming successful. Many of people have done it at those ages. So, you know, if it can be done, it can be done. I always tell people, if it doesn't defy physics, it's possible. I'm not sure how true that is, but I believe it. And so it keeps me going. You know, and it's not just friends and parents that might inadvertently discourage us or put these limiting beliefs on us. You know, society itself, our cultures, different cultures, you know, are very powerful forces when it comes to shaping what we believe about ourselves. You know, from a very young age, we're absorbing messages about what's appropriate or expected based on factors like, you know, our gender, age, race or ethnicity, social class. I mean, gender alone. Can you imagine if you're a guy in your mid-20s and you're crocheting and people look at you like, why are you crocheting? That's a girl's role. That isn't a girl's role. That's a whoever wants to do its role. But you see, our society tells us that that's a girl's role. There's nothing set in stone in the universe that says dudes, guys, menly men can't crochet. Come on. Not that I crochet, but in any event, it's just something that we grow up with. And that's in the Western society. I don't know about other cultures in society. It might just be completely acceptable and no one even questions it. And it truly is these societal scripts that impose the limits on us. They impose what we think is possible for us. So it's really not us deciding that for ourselves. It's society. It's other people with opinions telling you their opinion, and therefore you should be the way they are, or you should follow how they think. And I don't think that's right. For example, let me give you an example here. So, for instance, in some cultures, you know, women are often expected to prioritize family over career. And as a result, you know, many women, you know, they might internalize the belief that they shouldn't pursue ambitious goals, even if they have the talent or the desire to do so. In the Western culture, we don't think that way. But if you go into some Asian or Middle Eastern cultures, you'll see that women are taught not to pursue those goals, not to be as educated as men. Or as I mentioned earlier, in Western societies, there's a pervasive belief that success has to happen early in life. So if you're over 40 and want to switch careers, society might tell you it's too late. But is it really? As I've mentioned earlier, there is studies that show that this is absolutely incorrect and wrong. So you don't, if you want to be an airline pilot at the age of 50, there might be an uphill battle, but it's not impossible. Okay. I'm telling you, it's not impossible. I've seen it done before. Or you have in collectivist cultures, you know, like Asian cultures, the focus on community or over individual success can lead to limiting beliefs like I shouldn't stand out, or it's selfish to focus on my own goals. You know, let's focus on the goals of the community and I'll put myself last. So, you know, these are some of the limiting beliefs across different cultures and different societies. And ask yourself, you know, what cultural or societal messages have shaped the way you see yourself? Are there any at all? I mean, are they serving you or are they holding you back? And another thing that holds us back is failure. You know, failure is one of life's best teachers. But for many of us, it also creates like powerful fears. We're afraid to do things. And that's because failure can be painful and it can be embarrassing. And as humans, we're wired to avoid this kind of discomfort. Because whenever we fail, it's real easy to internalize that experience, you know, and let it shape how we see ourselves. You know, we say things like, I tried and I didn't, or I tried and it didn't work out, so I'll never succeed. Does that sound familiar? Or I'm just not cut out for this. Or people will laugh at me if I fail again. And I say, so what? Let them laugh. Because you can fail all the way to the bank, buddy. You know, failure is a part of the process of success anyways. And that's how I see it. So I don't even let failure get to me. And you might think that, you know, the belief is protective. believing that, you know, if you fail, that you're not going to try it again. As you're protecting your way, you're protecting yourself in a certain way, like a shield, you know, from any future pain. But in reality, kind of thinking keeps you from growth and opportunity. Think about that for a moment. Let that settle in. I mean, we can go into a whole diatribe about why we fear failure. And it really comes down to societal conditioning. Again, everything's going to come back down to society and culture that's conditioned us to think and behave in a certain way, limiting our beliefs, sticking us in a box, and we're there. We're stuck. We can't go anywhere else. We believe it's true because it feels true. It feels right. I failed once, therefore I can't do this. I'm not going to try it. Proof right there, right? Hardly any proof at all. But people think that way. So I'm going to challenge you to stop seeing failure as an end point of anything and start seeing it as feedback. And take a look and change and shift your mindset to where every failure is a chance to learn. It's a chance to grow and do better next time. It's not the end of the road, folks. You need to fail to succeed because that's where you learn. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving on. Then there's confirmation bias. It's a psychological tendency that explains why we hold on to limiting beliefs, even when they're not true. But then again, limiting beliefs aren't really true. They're just stories. Like I've said, they're fictional stories. You know, as human beings, and I differentiate us from other primates and mammals, but as human beings, we naturally look for evidence that supports what we already believe. You know, it's like our brains want to be right, so we ignore evidence to the contrary. We ignore the evidence that says, you know, we're good, and we go with, well, I'm not good at this, therefore I tried it, I failed at it, and therefore I'm not good at it. See, I proved to myself I'm not good. And that's confirmation bias. You're confirming the bias that you have that you're not good. I mean, and it explains why if you believe that you're bad at something, your mind will hyper-focus on the mistakes while ignoring your success. I mean, you could be successful every day, one day fail and go, ah, see, I'm not good at it. I'm not going to try anymore. If you think that's unrealistic, folks, think again, because it really happens. It really happens. For example, if you think you're terrible at public speaking, you'll remember every time you stumble over a word, but forget about the moment when you spoke with confidence. I've been in that situation many times. I used to be afraid of public speaking. I wouldn't get up and ask anybody, not even what time it was, if I didn't have a watch on my hand as a kid or as a teenager. I broke through that limiting beliefs when I was in college taking a public speaking class. Now you can't shut me up. but my point is, you know, they're just limiting beliefs. They're holding you back because somehow, no matter how many times you've been successful at something, one thing bad happens, you just throw the wrench and go, I'm done. I can't do this. And the reason we do this here, the reason we bend to confirmation bias, the reason it exists is because it makes the world feel more predictable and safe. We like to feel safe. Come on, let's face it. We all want to be safe, right? If you knew that you were going to succeed and you didn't have to do much, you wouldn't do much anyway, right? You'd just be successful. But that's not how that works. Because if you've already decided something about yourself, your brain would rather prove that belief right than challenging it. Again, it's just to feel safe. And it's more comfortable to think that way, to be that way. You know, thinking's hard, folks. It really is. It's exhausting. But here's the problem with that. Comfort does not lead to growth. And I'm sure you've heard of this. You know, clinging to false beliefs, even when they're limiting, keeps us stuck. And I know you've heard this statement, not that one, but I know you've heard this statement that, you know, in order for you to succeed, you have to get out of your comfort zone. And that is so true. You only grow when you leave your comfort zone, because when you're in your comfort zone, all you're doing is doing the status quo. You're doing what you know what to do, and that's nothing. It's when you get out is when you begin to explore, you begin to learn, you begin to fail, begin to learn from the failure and keep moving on. What I want you to do, if you find yourself in that situation of confirmation bias, you know, self-limiting beliefs and such, start questioning the evidence you're focusing on, folks. It's really that easy. Start questioning. Ask yourself, am I only noticing the things that support this belief? That's confirmation bias. What evidence am I ignoring? You know, or could the opposite of this belief also be true? And chances are it probably is true. So question the evidence that you focus on. So if you don't feel like you're good at math, question that. Is it possible that I could be good at math? Have I even tried to be good at math? And don't say I tried when I was in seventh grade or I tried when I was in college and I failed a class. That, again, is confirmation bias. That's what I'm talking about, failing and feeling comfortable about not continuing on. Ask yourself the evidence. What is the evidence? Now I'm going to shift to why breaking free of your limiting beliefs is essential for your growth, for you as a person, for your existence. So I'm going to ask you this question to get started. What does it cost you to stay stuck in your limiting beliefs? What have you spent? And I'm not talking dollar wise. I'm talking about your life. What does it cost you? Failed relationships? You know, failed job opportunities? You didn't try because you didn't think you'd get hired? There's lots of times I thought that, but that didn't pan out to be true because I kept trying. You know, every time you say you can't do something or it's not for you, you're closing the door to opportunities. And these are opportunities that could lead to growth, success, or, you know, even your happiness. It's like you're walking through life with a map where half the roads are crossed out, not because they're actually blocked, but because you've convinced yourself you can't go there. So what happens when you come across a roadblock? Let's do this exercise real quick. You're driving down a road or you're walking down a road, whatever you're doing, you're moving in a path and there's a roadblock and you have to get to your destination. Okay. You really desire this. You want to get to your destination. It's a beautiful meadow with lakes and, you know, peace and everything you wanted to eat there. For example, I know it's a little hyperbole, but you know, just work with me. When you get to the roadblock, what are you going to do? You need to get over there because you need to eat. And that's the only place you can eat. Do you stop? Do you die? Do you turn around and go back? You find ways to go around the roadblock. If there's a wall to your right, you climb the wall. If there's a slope to the left, you go down the slope and go around. You crawl underneath. You jump over. You climb over the wall if the roadblock is a wall. You do what you can to get to the other side. And that's the same thing with overcoming your limiting beliefs. Fixate on what you want and then overcome those limiting beliefs by finding a way around them. So picture this. Let's say you dream of starting your own business. Everybody wants to start. I can't say everybody. A lot of people want to start their own business. They want that financial freedom. But you keep telling yourself, I'm not good at handling money. And it's because of that belief that you never take the first step. And over time, that dream fades away, not because you weren't capable, but because you never tried. And maybe you did try and failed one time. Maybe you tried and commingled your funds. Maybe you tried and you had a bad business partner. That's one try. You can't be one and done. That's not how life works. Or maybe you think of someone who believes, I'm not brave enough to travel alone. And there's a lot of people like that. You know, and that fear might keep them from seeing the world. It might keep you from seeing the world if that's what you believe. You know, it might keep you from meeting new people or even having a life-changing adventure. I could say that wasn't my problem. I was ready to go whenever, at whatever age, to travel the world, and I did. And I never once regretted it. Was it nerve-wracking? Yes. But I knew after that first time out on my own as a you know, teenager, that this was easy. It wasn't that difficult. And that can happen to you as well. You can overcome those limiting beliefs by just getting in there and doing it once and seeing that, hey, look, this isn't that bad. So really it comes down to this here. What has staying stuck in your limiting belief cost you? Is it a career? Is it opportunity? You know, is it a relationship? Or maybe just even the joy of just trying something new, trying something you wanted to try. But because of your limiting belief, you've decided, hey, I'm not even going to try. But you're not alone, my friend, because there are a lot of people out there like that. But here's the exciting part, folks. Look at when you challenge and overcome your limiting beliefs, you unlock your potential. I mean, it's like taking that crossed out map we talked about earlier and realizing you can go anywhere after all, anywhere. You don't even have to take the roads. Just cut across the forest. I mean, be careful, though. There might be bears and wolves, but cut across the forest, you know. Breaking free from these limiting beliefs, they allow you to build confidence. Each step you take towards challenging a belief strengthens your sense of self for you. Every time you break free, you take risks that lead to rewards. Many of life's best opportunities come when we step into the unknown. They do. How many people have said, look, I didn't know this was going to happen, or I just took a risk and I was scared and it happened. And now look at me, I'm rich, or I'm famous, or I can draw, or whatever the story is. And most importantly, when you break free from your beliefs, it allows you to live authentically, not by someone else's script, but by your own design. You get to design your life. You don't have to live what your parents, friends, schools, employers, employees, children, whoever fed that nonsense to you. You get to live and design your own life when you break free from your limiting beliefs. Like I always tell people, get above the clouds. You get to see clear and you can go as far as you can go, how far as you want to go. And I've seen it, folks. I've seen it not just with other people. I've seen it in me. People who believe that they couldn't speak in public, you know, they took baby steps. They started speaking in like little small meetings, raising their hand in a little group meeting at work or in class. Then they spoke at a few events, and eventually they became a very confident public speaker. And then another friend of mine used to say, "I'm not a very creative person." But you know what they did? They picked up a paintbrush one day, and this is no lie. They picked up a paintbrush on a whim, and now They sell their art online. And I've had friends that say that were really good artists that convince themselves that they couldn't do it too. I've had the opposite happen. But then I see that the belief itself isn't reality. It was just a story that they told themselves. And those that have succeeded were the stories that they outgrew. They realized, hey, you know, that was just a story. And sometimes they say to me, hey, Alan, I wish I would have done this earlier. And I say, it's okay. You did it now. And that's okay. It doesn't matter when you start, just start. But I get it. You know, for some of you, you know, the process of overcoming limiting beliefs, it can feel very overwhelming to break away from what you know, to break away from those that are around you that have taught you to be that way. It becomes overwhelming. But it's okay because it takes time. It takes time to overcome those limiting beliefs. You don't have to shatter every belief overnight. And that's not even reality itself. But think of it as a journey. You know, you take one small step at a time. Just pick one thing that you want to work on, one limiting belief that you want to get rid of, and just work on that one. You know, challenge it, reframe it, and take action on it. Then move on to the next one. And for some people, the shift might be right away. They might just go, ah, you know what? You're right, Alan. I'm not going to think that I can't do math. Trust me, I don't like math myself. There's a whole story behind math and me. But, you know, I know that if I wanted to do it, I could do it. But it's just funny that I keep bringing up math here. But the point is, you know, if you wanted to do it, some people can just shift right away and just dive right into it. But whatever path you take, whether you take it one step at a time or you can flip the script instantly, both paths are valid. There's nothing wrong. You're redesigning your entire life. But I want to go back to something I said earlier about being out of your comfort zone. Because growth and comfort, they don't go hand in hand, folks. In fact, the real magic, and it's really magical, it happens when you step outside of that comfort zone. And it's not supposed to feel easy. At least not first. Over time, then it becomes easy. But it's that discomfort you feel when you challenge a belief. That's the signal you're on the right path. And trust me, I've had many beliefs I've challenged and it felt wrong at the time. And I fought it. I was angry. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day I'd overcome it. But it was a process. It just didn't happen overnight. But when you push past that initial discomfort, you're not just providing your limiting beliefs. You're not just proving your limiting beliefs wrong. You're actually growing into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Think about exercising for a moment. You know, I don't like to exercise, but I do. You know, the first time you lift weights, it's hard. It's heavy. You're out of breath. You're probably out of shape completely. You know, your muscles ache and you might wonder if you can even handle it. But with practice, you know, you have to go every day or at least two or three times a week. Those same muscles, they become stronger. It's the same with challenging limiting beliefs. The more you practice, the easier it gets and the stronger you become. Try it. Try getting rid of the limiting beliefs and try going working out too. That'll help you both. I know breaking free from limiting beliefs isn't always easy, folks. I know I make it sound easy, but it really isn't sometimes. And for some of us that have been so ingrained for decades into a one way of thinking, it is even more challenging and scary and overwhelming. And it's not a straight line. You know, it's a process. It's a process. And for some, it takes, you know, weeks, months, or even years to get through. And for others, like I said, the shift, it can happen in a single moment of clarity. But no matter how long it takes, every step forward for you should be progress, progress, progress. No matter whether you take half a baby step today and half a baby step tomorrow to make a whole baby step before you get to a full big step, just do it if that's the direction you want to go, if you want to overcome those limiting beliefs. What I want to do now is talk about some actionable strategies to identify and help you reframe your limiting beliefs, because understanding them is only half the battle. Getting to them, getting them done is the rest of the battle. And the first step is awareness. You have to be aware of it, right? If you don't know you have limiting beliefs or you don't think that they're limiting beliefs, then there's no point in moving forward, right? You have to be aware. So awareness is the first step. And what I want you to do is start by paying close attention to the inner dialogue that you have with yourself, the thoughts and the stories you tell yourself daily. And sometimes they're quietly said to you. They may not even shout at you. And think about what is stopping you from saying yes to that new opportunity. What are the excuses or reasons you give for not taking action? Think about that, because you have to bring that awareness into yourself and understand what the limiting belief is, the excuses you give yourself for not doing it, doing whatever it is that you feel like you're limited to do. because oftentimes we don't even realize how much our inner thoughts basically shape our choices. But once you start to notice the patterns in your thinking, you'll begin to see these beliefs. But once you start to notice, these patterns of thought, you'll begin to see the beliefs lurking beneath them. They'll kind of bubble up and you'll go, oh, wow, really? I thought I couldn't cook, because a lot of people say I can't cook. I can't cook, but I do cook. So I've come to the conclusion I can cook. I know it's not that simple, but you get my point, I hope. Try this over the next few days. Keep a journal. I know everyone always tells you to keep a journal, but journaling is really good for your psyche. It helps you remember. It helps you stay focused on your tasks. But just over the next few days, keep a journal or use, a notes app on your phone if you're more technologically inclined. I like paper or pen to paper myself. And every time you catch yourself saying, I can't, or doubting your abilities, write it down. Put a little tick mark. Then ask yourself, what belief is behind this thought? That's pretty profound. But the step here, this here takes practice and honesty, folks. So be patient with yourself. It's not about judging your thoughts. It's about really understanding them. It's really the first step in beginning to understand what your limiting beliefs are and the excuses you use to keep yourself from pursuing whatever it is you want to pursue. And once you've identified a limiting belief, it's time to challenge it. Questioning your beliefs is a very powerful way to take away their control over you. Ask yourself, is this belief actually true? What evidence do I have to support it? And what evidence do I have that contradicts it? What's another way I could look at this situation? So for example, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I have done things repetitively well. And when one time it goes wrong, I feel like a failure. And I think I can't do this. So the evidence I have to support it, the belief, it's just that one time. The evidence that I have to contradict it is that every time I've done it, I've succeeded. So see how irrational that can be? And yet I still believe I can't achieve it. So we have to look at it a different way, saying, look, I've repeated this process of whatever it is 10 times and have been successful at doing it. This one time I failed. Why did I fail? Why does that failure define, my limiting beliefs or confirm my limiting beliefs that I can't do it? What is going on in my mind that's causing me to believe that way when I've already been successful 10 times at it? And then try to eliminate that. Work on eliminating that one confirmation bias. You see, when we step back and examine our beliefs, we often find that they're not as solid as they seem. And many of them are just based on old fears, assumptions, or one-time experiences that don't reflect your current reality, as in my case. Let's say you believe I'm terrible at public speaking. Start questioning that. And is it really true that you're terrible at it? Or is it just that you've had a few tough experiences in the past? Maybe a bad audience. Maybe you didn't prep yourself. Maybe it was all on you and you didn't prep yourself and you just threw yourself in there thinking, I can do this. And it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. But what about the times, let's say you've had times that you've spoken up in meetings and shared ideas with confidence. Did those moments go as badly as you think they did? And chances are they probably didn't. You see, the goal here isn't to erase the belief overnight. It's to poke holes in it. You're basically trying to sink it. And once you weaken a limiting belief, it starts to lose grip on you entirely. So the goal here is to poke holes at it and begin to slowly sink this limiting belief that you have, whether it be about public speaking, building a business, running a marathon, whatever it is. So now that you've questioned a belief, let's reframe it, okay? And reframing basically means taking the belief and flipping it into something more constructive and empowering. Here's the secret, folks. Words matter. Boy, words matter. Words really matter. The way you phrase your thoughts can change how you feel about yourself and your abilities. So by reframing the story, you shift your focus from limitation to possibility. Let me illustrate. Let's say instead of saying, I'm bad at networking, try saying, I'm learning to connect with people better every day. See the difference there? It feels different. The first phrase feels final. It feels like there's no hope for improvement. The second phrase that you say, I'm learning to connect with people better every day, that second phrase opens the door to growth and to progress. It opens the doors in your mind and your thinking. Another example is instead of saying I've failed before, so I'll fail again, which is probably a very common statement. I made that myself. Try every failure teaches me something valuable, and I'm getting better with each attempt. And you are getting better with each attempt. The key here is to keep learning from your mistakes to get better. So every time you catch yourself repeating a limiting belief, pause and ask, how can I reframe this in a way that focuses on growth? Write that new version down and remind yourself about it every day. If you have to put a sticky note on your computer monitor, your fridge, your bathroom mirror, wherever you got to put it, remind yourself every day, how do I reframe this limiting belief to demonstrate growth? And again, change doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And the best way to overcome a limiting belief is by taking small, manageable steps to prove it wrong. Like we've talked about, baby steps. You know, action is basically the antidote to fear. Each small step you take builds confidence and builds momentum. Baby steps. Don't try to tackle the entire mountain in one time. When people are climbing Mount Everest, they're not running up the hill. They're taking baby steps because there's so many people trying to get up, but they're taking baby steps for various reasons, because it's a long climb, altitude changes, you know, oxygen is needed. They need oxygen tanks. It's cold. They can slip. All kinds of reasons. Here's an example of small steps. Let's say you believe I'm bad at speaking up. Start small. You know, share one idea during a casual conversation with a friend. That's a good idea. You know, then what you want to do is try contributing one thought during a meeting at work. And I know some people get afraid about, you know, oh, they're going to judge me. Don't worry about that. You know, you can start with sharing just one idea during a casual conversation with a friend, maybe at the water cooler. Do they still do that, the water cooler nowadays? I think that's old school. But, you know, just with share an idea with a friend and then contribute one thought during a meeting, you know, during a work meeting, whether it be on Zoom or in person. And then over time, you'll build that confidence to speak in large groups or even more formal settings. You'll see, you'll get that validation. And if somebody knocks you down, just pick yourself back up. You know, the onus is on them when they knock you down. They have the issue, not you. So just pick yourself up and keep going. You know, if your belief is I can't try something new, start with something small and low stakes. For example, try a new recipe, visit a new coffee shop, or sign up for a beginner's class in something that interests you. You know, proving to yourself that you can step out of your comfort zone, even in small ways, will encourage you to take bigger steps in the future, folks. It's those small steps. Like I tell everybody that I come in contact with that asks me this question, how do I overcome limiting beliefs? Or how do I achieve my goals? Baby steps, small steps, you know, then they get gradually bigger. You can't just leap into it. I mean, you can, but not everybody can. And so what I suggest is take those small steps. Those small steps help you build confidence and momentum towards your goal, because progress is progress no matter how small. And some people can break through limiting beliefs quickly, like I said, while others, well, they may need to take it one step at a time. Both approaches are valid, people. They're both valid. But what matters is that you're moving forward. And the truth is, overcoming limiting beliefs isn't about perfection, folks. It really isn't about being perfect. It's about persistence, awareness, questioning, reframing, and small actions all work together to chip away at those mental barriers that we were brought up with. And here's the best part. With every limiting belief you challenge, you become stronger, more confident, and more in control of your life. That's the rewarding part for me, as I have control over my life. I don't leave it to chance or to these limiting beliefs. If I fail at something, I chose to fail at it. I don't sit there and say, oh, I couldn't do it, or I wasn't good, or it wasn't meant for me. I don't say any of that anymore. I just say, I just chose not to do it. It's not what I wanted to do. And that's fine if it's not what you want to do. Okay, as we wrap up here, let's recap. I mean, it's quite a bit of information here, and you might want to listen to it again. But first, we define limiting beliefs. We know those invisible barriers that are in our minds that hold us back from reaching our potential. That's a limiting belief. You know, then we took a look at how they're formed. You know, and it's through early programming, cultural and societal influences, fear of failure, and even the way our brains are wired for confirmation bias. Then we talked about why breaking free from those beliefs is very essential, not just for personal growth, but for unlocking new opportunities and living authentically. And finally, I gave you some actionable strategies to help you start overcoming your own limiting beliefs, you know, from building awareness to reframing the stories you tell yourself. And remember, breaking free isn't about getting it perfect. It's about taking those small, consistent steps toward change. The power to rewrite your story is already, folks, it's already within you. And I'll leave you with this thought. The only limits in life are the ones you choose to believe. And the amazing thing about beliefs is that they can be rewritten. You have the power, folks. You have the power to tell a new story, one where you're strong, capable, and worthy of the life you truly deserve. So take the first step today, however small it might feel. and it's time to rewrite your story. Step into your power and break the barriers holding you back. You've got this. I really believe that. You've got this. I believe in you. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the episode of Breaking Barriers. I'm Alan Stafford, and I'll see you next time.